I'm Watermelon Slim. This is the place to get up close and personal with the blues, just like this here.
That's true. wonderful. Written from the heart, played from the heart. Opening up The Raven and the Blues this week, Walter Trout. Track off the brand new album, The Blues Came Calling. And that's the track he wrote for his wife, Marie. And that's called Nobody Moves Me Like You Do. Welcome to the programme. As we speak, I opened up with that. It's a lovely, lovely track, but I opened with that because if you've been following the health of Walter, he is not good. Marie is posting daily updates, and it makes awful, sad reading. But last week, there was an event in London to raise money for Walter and the band, Walter especially, for his medical care. And this weekend, up in the north of England, up in Newton Aycliffe, there's another event as well, and they're happening all over the world. He opened the programme because it's a lovely track. You can probably hear there's a slight difference in the sound. Well, there is. The view I've got is absolutely amazing. I'm about 500 feet above sea level, and the sea is virtually directly beneath me. It's about 100 yards, less than that. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get to bed until very late. But anyway, the show's got to get done. I've got other work to do. So basically, today was do the show at first thing when you've only had one cup of coffee and you're hardly awake, or not do it at all. The show this week is going to be all the nominees in the overseas section. That's why Walter is there. And also in the young section, under 25s here in the UK. And we'll do it as we did last week. We'll do 3 overseas, 3 young nominees, 3 overseas, 3 young, and so we go on. So Walter Trout, the first nominee, and rightly so too. Here is the second, JJ Gray and Mofro, with a track from the album The River. This is the title track.
Stare at a picture, but there's nothing for it. I pull on the bottle and watch this river roll on by, trying to find purpose, trying to see meaning, trying to make sense of nonsense that I've called my life. 'Cause only this river can bear me to safety. Can bear me away. See them all work and play. They're on the other bank, warming their houses while I face my cold alone. Guess I've been drinking away to keep the wolves of my mind at bay. But if you're wrong, you die. I'm just too tired to care. 'Cause only this river can bear me to safety. Only this river can bear me. I
Track, great album from last year. JJ Gray and Mofro and This River. As I speak to you now, the sun is just about to come up gradually and gently in the corner. And I know that a couple of people are regular listeners to the programme, and for me, it's their morning commute on certain days of the week. And so if you're on your commute, I know I feel your pain today. Okay, next nominee is Buddy Whittington. He's been to the boat and did a great session, and he all comes to the UK quite a bit. In fact, all of the nominees, really apart from JJ Gray, are all fairly regulars to the UK, which obviously explains their nominations in some respects. Anyway, Buddy Whittington, here he is with the Put On song.
Back burner. Secretary put me on hold. The preacher man put me on the prayer list. And the landlord put me in the cold. Well, the doc done put me on a diet. For the undertaker pushed me on ice. The post office put me on a wanted poster, and the boss done put me on nights. My baby done put me on notice. I put a little romance in down. So I put her on the do not call list. Until she put the welcome mat back on. Police put me in handcuffs, cause they put me at the scene of the crime. The judge done put me in the slammer, and here I am putting in time. Put me in a funk.
Lovely song, lovely guy, Buddy Whittington from the Six String Svengali album from 3 years ago now, and that is called The Put On Song. He's our third nominee in the international section. Let's come to the UK now, and the young section is anybody under 25, and we've got some great young musicians coming through in the UK, and this was a fairly hotly contested section in the sense that probably there must have been about 15 names, I would guess, in the frame, and only six could get as nominees, and so here they are. Starting off with Lewis Hamilton from Scotland, the album Ghost Train from last year. Or was it the year before? It may have been the year before. Anyway, here's the title track, Ghost Train.
Coming in the dead of night. Pay my dues. Gonna set my soul alight. Gonna say goodbye to you today. I'm never coming home again. Soul by soul. Just so I could play the blues on my own. Ain't the road that I would choose. Gotta say goodbye to you today. Never coming home again. And as the ghost train comes down the line, gonna set my soul on fire. You'll pay my dues. I don't think I can climb any higher. As I'm standing by the real light, no, I'm gonna die. And as the ghost train coming in the dead of night,
Lewis Hamilton, Ghost Train is the album, and that is the title track, Ghost Train. Next one up seems to have been around the music business for years, which obviously shows what age he was when he started. I think it must have been about 17 that Lawrence Jones first hit the scene. He's still under 25, therefore still in contention for a nominee as the Young Artist of the Year. His new album out on Roof Records is fabulous, called Temptation. Here he is with Southern Breeze.
We'll be right back. oncoming bills. Can't find a job, so I start to feel a chill. Head starts to shake, so my water starts to spill. I have a feeling you should jump from my windowsill. I got a feeling, I feel it deep inside. Cause I got a feeling, yes I do. Oh, I long to feel the warm southern breeze. Coldest winter you'll ever know. It's got me in my soul. Coldest winter you'll ever know. Yes, I do. Oh, I long to feel the warm.
Album Roof Records, Temptation is its name. Lawrence Jones is the artist, and there you heard Southern Breeze. We've got one more nominee in this batch of three, and somebody again who's been to the boat middle of last year thereabouts. His new album is called Swapping Stories. His name is Tom G, and here he is with Thinking About You.
About love,
Thinking about you. The wondrous thing about the young artists is that when I was a lad, most of the bands didn't write their own material. You did covers, especially of American artists, you know? Same with the Beatles and the Stones, that's how they started. Gradually started writing their own things. But all the young artists in the section for the under 25 section are all good songwriters too, as you've already heard three of them there. Tom G from the new album Swapping Stories and Thinking About You. Okay, international section now, and a band who've created quite a rumpus over this course of the last year with some great live gigs. If you haven't seen them working live, I haven't. There's some great YouTube videos to show them working live. They are the Royal Southern Brotherhood. They're one of the international nominees. Here they are with Songs from the Road and Hurts My Heart.
We'll be right back. this world can kick a little ass. I shake my head, I never know how it's all gonna work out.
Songs from the Road. Rough Records has put out a whole series of Songs from the Road. Almost every one of their artists who've done some live sets have had the Songs from the Road things. And that's the Royal Southern Brotherhood from their album from last year, and that's called It Hurts My Heart. Great, great band, and they're one of the nominees in the international section. Let's stay with the international section, and but go to Germany now. Henrik Frischlader is doing big business in the UK and across Europe. His album from last year, Night Train to Budapest, did awfully well for him. He's a nominee. Here he is with Shame.
To be foolish and to regret. Forgive, forgive. much deserve to be foolish and to regret.
Forgive, forgive.
I just did what you made me do. I was falling in love with you. Baby, didn't you feel the same?
Shame, shame, shame.
You left me without a word. Tell me how much this hurt to be foolish and to regret.
Forgive, forgive.
Night Train to Budapest came out towards the end of last year. Henrik Freischlader and Shame. That's the Raven and the Blues. It's Talk Radio Europe. We're doing our nominees in the international section. Here's a band from Detroit and a record which came out originally some 3 years ago. They've got a new album out coming very soon, but I haven't got hold of it yet. I hopefully will get it at Hebden Bridge in 2 weeks' time when I meet up with Paul and the rest of the band. They're now Paul and the Detroit Breakdown, but they were here, P-A-U-L, and the drinks are on me.
It's 10 after 10 on a two-day man, and I'm driving.
That's a band on the rock end of the spectre of the blues genre. P-A-U-L as they were then. It's now Paul Lamb and the Detroit Breakdown as they are now. That's Paul on guitar and vocals, Joey on bass, and the amazing Layla Hall on drums. I met up with them, I think it was Hebden Bridge was the last time last year, and then shortly after Hebden Bridge, Layla was living on a houseboat further up the Thames from me, about 10 miles upstream. And so I jokingly said to her, "Have you heard of English poo sticks? If you throw a drumstick in the river, eventually it'll come down to me and I'll catch it." And she said, "Don't be silly, Raven." But I persuaded her to put a drumstick in the river. What I did then was I went to photographs of the band at Hebden Bridge and zoomed in, thanks to the photographers who'd taken big images, zoomed in on Layla's patent drumsticks that she supplied, and then with bits of insulating tape and other stuff, created a Layla drumstick, put it in the river, and photographed it. We'll find out. I'm meeting up with them again at Hebden Bridge in a couple of weeks' time. We'll find out whether she fell for it or not, but I think she did. Anyway, Poo Sticks with Layla Hall's drumsticks. That's P-A-U-L. The drinks are on me. The final of the six nominees in the international section. Let's now go back to the under 25 section. And in complete contrast to Paul Lamb, let's have Lucy Zirin's. I've gone for this one, not so much off her studio album, but also this is a bootlegged one, which gives a good indication of Lucy's charm when she's on stage. Now, I've taken some of the conversation away from the beginning, but nevertheless, you will hear Lucy Zirin's from the live and bootlegged at Cobbles and Clays album from last year. Here she is with Hours to Waste. Wonderful, Lucy Zirin. She can hold an audience in the palm of her little hand. Great voice. Lizzie Zerin's live at the Bootlegged at the Cobbles and Clay Club, and there she is with Hours to Waste. Okay, two more tracks on the programme to go, two more young nominees, under 25 UK people, UK citizens kind of stuff. Alex McCowan is next. His new album, well, it's not new, it came out last year, called Go With The Flow. Here he is with the title track, Go With The Flow.
Losing my mind, blue tongue, baby, how to survive? Praying to God, watching out to my shoes on the floor. I'm sticking that girl, Lord, I'm just a man. Please take it easy, going faster than I can. Wash it down, throw my chances, but neither I know offense. Why did you have to go? Please tell me, baby, I just want to know. The flow. Baby, can't you see? You got to realize what's happened to me. Come on, you want to be free. Don't stand that feeling. Sorry for me. Come on, be honest at least. Both of us just the ones who. If you want to go, don't be slow, don't forget. The flow.
Alex McCowan from the album with the same name from last year. And then we've got one more nominee to go. Thank you so much for listening and give me an hour of your time today. Come on, Raven, you can do it. I know you've only had 3 hours sleep. Another New Year's resolution gone down the tubes. We're closing the show with Blues Boy Dan Owen and a track which you'll know pretty well called Little Red Rooster. I'll put on the website on ravenblues.co.uk, I'll put where the link is to vote, but you've got all of May and all of June to vote, and you've only got the one vote. You can't go back and do it again unless you have multiple email addresses. And so next week we're going to do the male and the female nominees, and there's 12 great voices there to come, so you've got a bit of time to vote yet, and there are lots of categories. And the recommendation, which many of us are saying, is look, if you've got a bit of time in hand, and it's worth doing because it's fun, is just go on YouTube. If you don't know the band in particular, can see the name but think, who's this Dave Raven guy? What's he sound like? And you can go and then download the podcast and say, yeah, I quite like him compared with, say, another DJ or whatever. And the same with the bands. So go on YouTube and have a look and spend some time. But you've only got the one vote. And so, as they say in the elections, vote wisely. Anyway, email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. And that's it, really. Thank you so much. I'll wake up eventually. I must admit, it's a lovely, lovely day here, and I'll probably shower in a second and head out and start playing on some boats. But until next week at the same time, let's close with Dan Owen and Little Red Rooster. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Told you that one's the one I get hot on. That's-